Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Saturday morning, after 11 a.m., the Coast Central Credit Union at the Bayshore Mall was robbed. The suspect approached the teller with a note advising the teller to give him money. The exact words used by the suspect will be withheld from the public for investigative purposes. No weapon was seen. The clerk complied, and the suspect fled north in the hallway toward Sears, and then east through the exit hallway between Sears and the bank. Suspect has been seen jumping over a fence into the marshland behind the mall. The suspect is described as a white male adult, about 30 years old, medium build, wearing a brown wig and black zip-up jacket and blue pants. He was carrying a black nylon-type bag. The Eureka Police Department's Criminal Investigative Services is asking any citizen who either knows the suspect or saw the suspect at the mall to call. Saturday night, just after 11 p.m., officers of the Eureka Police Department responded to the 2700 block of J Street. The caller said her security lighting to the rear of the residence had come on, and she believed that she saw a subject run through her backyard. It turns out she was right. While officers were responding, the caller advised that she could hear noises coming from her garage, and the garage window was probably broken. Officers arrived. They located the suspect, later identified as 45-year-old Thomas William Schink of Eureka, in the garage. He was taken into custody without incident. A canvas of the area located an additional fresh burglary to a nearby residence. The property taken during that burglary was located piled against the original caller's garage. Schink was soon transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where he was booked on 2 counts of burglary. And Friday afternoon, a Eureka police sergeant was conducting routine patrol on the 2400 block of Broadway. Sergeant observed 23-year-old Larry Cook Jr., who he recognized from prior contacts and arrests, walking southbound. Sergeant requested a records check of Cook Jr. and was informed that he had 2 misdemeanor warrants for DUI. The sergeant contacted Cook Jr. on the sidewalk when he reportedly ran from the sergeant. Jr. ran across all lanes of traffic, continuing running southbound on the east side of Broadway. When Cook Jr. reached Henderson, he ran eastbound up a driveway. At that location, he was witnessed placing an unknown object in the grass. About halfway up Henderson, Cook Jr. surrendered to the sergeant and another officer. He was taken into custody without incident. The sergeant went back, checking the area that Cook Jr. had concealed contraband, and located a plastic baggie containing almost 10 grams of crack. Close to $500 was located on Cook Jr.'s person in denominations that are consistent with drug sales. He was transported, booked for possession of cocaine base for sale, resisting arrest, and other charges. More KINS News. It's after this.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
For this segment of our community, we will continue discussing gas prices. The fact that the North Coast can be called a resort area also influences a higher price. That's according to John Selmy of the American Petroleum Institute.
Well, shipping costs do vary some, and of course you've got local supply-demand conditions which can come to play. Resort areas tend to have higher prices because of the cost of real estate.
An important note to add to Selmy's comment, in the current issue of Humboldt State University's Economic Index, the price Humboldt County residents pay is, quote, historically high, and the report says, quote, if this price level persists or rises, higher business and transportation costs can be expected to raise prices, end quote. Selmy places 88% of the blame on a combination of high taxes and an increasing price for crude.
And crude oil and taxes alone are 88% of the cost of a gallon of gasoline.
Stay tuned for next Monday when we conclude our look at gas prices. In Crescent City, 2 sailing ships, the Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain, will make their first trip to the harbor after having skipped last year due to lingering tsunami damage. The tall ships arrived Friday, and they will provide tours and sailing trips. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.